With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Now well into his 80s, Graham Greene is one of the great writers of the 20th century. No fewer than six major biographers had approached the author hoping to write his story, but he turned them all down. In fact, Greene once wrote to his brother Hugh,
"I do not want anyone creeping over my life."
That's the voice of Norman Sherry, who says that Greene ultimately changed his mind.
He decided that he'd choose a biographer that he admired. It turned out quite accidentally to be myself.
Graham Greene liked Norman Sherry's earlier biography of Joseph Conrad and arranged to meet Sherry in London.
The very first words he asked me were, "I hope you're not a Catholic." He didn't want a Catholic. He didn't want a friend. He wanted a true outsider to write it.
As a young man, Graham Greene had converted to the Catholic Church for the wrong reason, his love for the woman he later married. Norman Sherry says that Greene also wanted a biographer who would trace the author's travels around the world.
Greene could have been a fantastic explorer, because he took journeys that no other man had taken. And why did he do it? Why was he always testing himself? It was a question I was constantly asking.
Greene began to relive his life as Sherry began his research and started to travel to the same remote places to which Greene had been.
And roared compulsively when I got dysentery in exactly the same mountain village as he had got it in 40 years before.
10 years in the writing, Norman Sherry's The Life of Graham Greene covers the years between 1904 and 1939 and is now a Penguin paperback. And Viking has just published a 50th anniversary edition of Greene's masterpiece, The Power and the Glory. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Norman Sherry, in a recent biography, reveals that the author Graham Greene, as a teenager, was suicidal because of the abuse he took from students at the English school where his father was headmaster.
He had a breakdown as a youngster because of this, of being bullied as a youngster at school and trying to commit suicide and ultimately running away, and so his father sent him to a psychiatrist.
But Greene rallied, went on to Oxford in a brief newspaper career, and in 1929 wrote a well-received first novel.
The Child Born This Night. In wanting to know about our so-called modern age when he's grown up and become an adult, you'll have to go to Graham Greene.
As he did in an earlier biography of Joseph Conrad, Norman Sherry retraced Greene's steps around the world and interviewed literally hundreds of people.
What I feel I'm doing is a kind of antidote to death, to bring back into existence those lost, forgotten people who have been related to Graham Greene.
Sherry believes that easily half a dozen of Greene's novels are truly great, such as The Ministry of Fear, A Burned-Out Case, and the book considered to be his masterpiece, The Power and the Glory.
Graham Greene is surely looked upon today as the grand old man of English letters.
Viking has just published a 50th anniversary edition of Greene's The Power and the Glory with an introduction by John Updike.
What will be written on Graham Greene's tombstone, I think, will certainly be just an immaculately short statement of his birth and his death. Born 20 minutes past 10 on the 2nd of October, 1904, and still running hard.
The Life of Graham Greene, Volume 1 by Norman Sherry, is now a Penguin paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.